As George Bush begins his second week as president, the reviews of his tenure so far are better than many people predicted. He's made some unusual friends, and he's picked safe issues over which to make enemies. Joining me now is NPR's Cokie Roberts. Good morning.
Good morning, Bob.
Last week, President Bush met with 90 members of Congress. Is that a sign of things to come?
Well, it looks like it. He's supposed to go to the Democratic Senate retreat this week and maybe to the House one next week, which is an odd place for him to be because that's where they plan their strategy for defeating the Republicans and taking the House back in 2002. But the Democratic leader, Dick Gephardt, says that President Bush is welcome. His reviews from members have been very, very good. And, of course, this was his plan all along. He was convinced that once he got here, if he got here, that he could charm people, that he could talk to them, and that they would see his point of view or that they could find compromises. But, you know, this flies in the ointment, the Ashcroft nomination, of course, being the main one.
What are Democrats retreating from if the Republicans show up?
Well, only the president is likely to show up.
Okay. So. He's made some members of both parties angry over his rulings on several abortion-related procedures. How is that likely to affect him?
Well, his decision on stopping funding for international agencies that provide abortion counseling was long expected. In fact, Congress couldn't get out of town, as you recall, at the end of last year. And one of the reasons was that they couldn't agree on that issue. So they punted and said the next president would decide. And the Democrats hoped it would be their guy, the Republicans theirs. The Republicans won, and that's what Bush did. I think part of the reason he did it early, however, was to shore up conservatives who might be getting mad over other things where he is likely to do some compromising with the Democrats. The other issues, the question of research on fetal stem cells and the abortion pill RU486, there's been talk about, but I wouldn't hold my breath for any action anytime soon because it's very complicated in terms of Congress and regulatory agencies.
Over the weekend, the president seemed to pull back from vouchers as part of his education program, but this week he plans to introduce a program to deal with social programs through religious programs. How is that likely to be perceived?
Well, I think that it's likely to be pretty well received. Again, Congressman Gephardt said yesterday that it was something that he would be receptive to. And there are reports today that the president will name John DiIulio, who is a very respected political scientist at the University of Pennsylvania, as the head of the whatever new organization is established to deal with the faith-based organizations. And Stephen Goldsmith, the former mayor of Indianapolis, as his advisor on this. Goldsmith is Jewish. That takes away the idea that it's all Christian evangelical groups that would be benefiting or that would be running these organizations. Look, it depends on what he sends up there, how Congress receives it. But it's hardly the first time that something like this has happened. Judges regularly convict drunk drivers to attending AA programs, which are faith-based programs. Federal daycare goes to church schools or church daycare centers. So Congress has made compromises on this before.
NPR's Cokie Roberts.